joined by head coach Mike Malarkey, and we are actually right in the very front entrance of the coaches' offices right here.
Right. Broken down. We have our coordinators, assistant head coach with Greg Olson here. Over here in this corner is Mel Tucker, assistant head coach. Bob Rakowski's in the corner. And then you basically have your offensive staff over here and defense back in the corner. All individual coaching offices where they're doing a lot of the work leading up to the game plan.
And I like what's right behind you. That's the Wall of Fame. Every Jaguar that's ever made a Pro Bowl, and there's some really good ones up there.
Are you up there?
No, I'm not up there.
No?
I'm not up there. Maybe I can be like a Pro Bowl broadcaster.
No, that's a neat wall. I mean, that's a great way to walk into this building and walk into these offices, especially with a player like a Daryl Smith.
Daryl Smith on the other side of the wire. Well, if you're going to take us back into the dungeon, Jim, one thing here real quick that a lot of people don't know. The amount of hours that coaches work is unbelievable. Give people an idea how many hours a week a coach would put in.
Well, I've exact hours, I think it's what I've heard, and I've had some people break it down. It's like a year and a half. If you counted 40-hour weeks, it's a year and a half of hours in 5 months. So it's long hours. Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays are really long. Really the first day the coaches will get home to see their families for dinner is a Thursday night about 7:30. But very early mornings, very late nights, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
That's why I like being on this side of the camera. On this side of the interview.
It's a grind, but it's very rewarding when you see things come to life on Sundays. But it's definitely grueling, and it's exciting to on Sundays to see everything that you've worked for really start to work for you.
So. All right, well, you're going to take us back to the
Let's go back to
the inside look.
Sounds good. All right, this is the really the staff room for our team. All the coaches come in here, but also where our offense meets to put a game plan together for the week. You can see some of the notes and some of the plays that are drawn up, some of the ideas over here. The backboard in this room is basically our playbook. You can see it labeled up on top with the black magnets. That's the run game from your weak side, outside runs, and it works all the way across to your strong side outside runs where the 8-hole is up there. Your reds over here are your drop back game. Basically, that is our playbook, the plays in the playbook. And basically, that's always up there as a reference to go to it. And if we create anything new, you'll see it in writing on the board. And it'll be maybe added to the next year's playbook. But there's something new we're talking about, and a splinter pass echo special. But that is a reference to basically build that board over there, which is a game plan each week that we will go in. And you'll see it's basically built the same way with the run game up on top. We try to balance it off of where we're going to attack. You've got your numbers of your dropbacks here, your really hard play actions. We got some specials in the plan, some gadgets that are down here. More situational type of things, the red zone, the tight red zone, your short yards. If you're on the minus one like we were last week against the Falcons, we have a plan, your goal line, your 4 minute. If we're into a 4 minute, which we were against the Falcons, what plays we want to run. And this is what all the coaches do during the week. Mondays and Tuesdays, really Mondays are on their own. Tuesdays we come in here and we put the board together. We work first, second, and third down on Tuesdays, and then Wednesdays, red zone. Short yardage and goal line. So it's broken down into sequences and situational football as we meet as a staff in here. And it's very, each play is very detailed, and each player on every play has a role to play, and we make sure they're all in position that they have a chance to be successful on every play. So there's a lot of time into each and every one of these plays that you see on the board in this room. A lot of time is spent on it to make sure we have an edge over the defense.
All right, so Mike, you got all the board here, and it's all been formulated. How does all of this board come to game day?
Well, Bob Rakowski, your offense coordinator, now on Friday, he will put a call sheet together. And that call sheet is basically the game situations, really trying to get a head start on the game, playing out the situation, so when a play comes up, he's already got an idea of what to call before it even happens. You always got to be fast, especially with the time clock that we have in the NFL.
So as an offensive coordinator and even a defensive coordinator, it's really like a cheat sheet, which is what
it is.
He holds in his hand on game day.
You play a lot of the game on Friday and Saturday when you're preparing for, if you watch enough film on your opponent, you have an idea of what to expect, and you have to. I mean, you have to play tendencies. But you put basically a call sheet together that's, this is your Here's your first, second, and third down on one side, and then here's more of your situational red zone, tight red zone, your short yardage, your goal line. You know, you've got your two-minute package. You've got your top 15 plays on the sheet already. You've got your backed up. All of these things are something that can happen in a game that if it happens, you have a place to go and you're already prepared, and players have already practiced these situations.
Well, and it has to happen quick on game day, and I'm looking at this chart and I'm seeing colors. And colors are obviously some kind of cue to where the eyes are meant to take the
right.
offensive coordinator or a defensive coordinator.
I know right now color-coded blacks run, the red's a drop back, the blue's a hard play action, green's third down. Orange is a screen. I mean, they're all color-coded, so if I'm looking for something specific, I'd look for the color, and it takes me right to the play I'm looking for.
When you get to this point, ballpark, how many hours of film or how many games do you use to formulate a game plan? Because you're looking at an opponent in their past games. Do you go back 3 or 4 weeks? Do you go back and pick certain opponents?
We'll typically watch 4 games on the opponent, and maybe one of those games does not really look maybe it's an offense, and again, I'm using an offense here, does not fit what we do. So we'll go back even further if we have to find somebody that runs an offense similar to ours.
So this big meeting room right here, this is where the offensive staff will meet, and you put all these minds together because you've got 4 guys that have coordinator experience
right.
On your offense. And so this is where everybody sits to come up with, hey, we like this, and that's why it's a grease board. You can take things off or add things.
Right. We talk through each position because it's an idea from, you know, the running back coach, we got to make sure the O-line can block it. We have rules to block what they do. So everybody's in here. So we all say yes to, and then how to do it, and then how to formation it, and how do we get an advantage on the defense. Maybe it's a snap count that we'll use on that play. Maybe it's a formation. Maybe we'll motion to do something different. But we all have input. We want input from everybody. We got a lot of smart minds in here, and whatever way we can get an advantage on every play, because it can be one play, can be that difference of that game.